Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I love to cook. Now, cleaning up, not so fun. And especially if you use regular pans, which I do because I don't like to use a nonstick cookware. Now, people might say, well, why not? If you cook a lot, it's more convenient. It's easier to clean. Well, Lisa Barras is here to tell us why you should ditch your nonstick cookware. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, hello. Yes, it is time to ditch your nonstick if you haven't already. Good job, Lisa. If you don't know already, nonstick cookware is very toxic to our environment and to our health and to animals' health as well. So the reason is because it contains PFCs, which are perfluorinated chemicals, and they're a family of man-made fluorine-containing chemicals, and they have unique properties to make these products that make our lives convenient. They make them stain-resistant, water-resistant, grease-resistant, and nonstick. So that's why they're used in cookware, but we can also find these chemicals in waterproof clothing. So Gore-Tex would be a name. Fast food packaging. So when you think of the inside of like a French fry bag or a pizza box that would have sort of a coating that keeps the food from sticking, we're talking about these chemicals. And these chemicals can also be in our personal care products. They can be found in shaving cream, pressed powder, lotions, and even dental floss. Think about how dental floss glides through your teeth. So that can be coated with these chemicals, these PFCs. And the problem with these PFCs is they're ubiquitous. They are prevalent in our environment because they've been used for so many years in our products. And they can be found in our food, in our air, and in our drinking water. And actually, when they tested Americans, pretty much almost 100% of people have these in their body. So it's a big issue. And they're resistant to breaking down, so they're persistent in the environment. So this creates a real problem. Now, I don't know if you've heard about this, but they break down. So what happens is when you heat a pan at, say, about 500 degrees, the chemicals in the nonstick start to break down, and they'll release toxic gases and particulates into the air. And in humans, this can cause flu-like symptoms, which is also known as polymer fume fever. Are you familiar with that?
No, I've never heard of that.
Okay, polymer fume fever. And even DuPont, who's one of the biggest manufacturers of nonstick cookware, Teflon is the brand, right? We always think it's a generic term, but it's actually a brand name of nonstick cookware. So they're one of the biggest ones. And they actually admitted to the fact that, yes, they did in fact know that it created this. And it can kill birds. So when the temperature gets even higher, these chemicals and gases are released, and it can actually get into the birds' lungs and erupt and can kill birds. So, it's crazy. I mean, a lot of people know that, and DuPont even came out with warnings on their website telling people, birds are sensitive and you should move your birds out of the room if you're cooking. But really, at the end of the day, it's the canary in the coal mine. So if the birds are getting sick, obviously this isn't good for humans either.
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind too, yes, absolutely the health of everybody who's using it. But what about the people in the factories that are making this?
I mean, yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
My gosh,
well, there was a huge lawsuit, I believe, with the EPA and DuPont, in fact, where they were fined because people who worked in the factories were having all kinds of health problems. And it's a likely carcinogen. So it's classified now as a likely carcinogen, which means it's been shown to cause cancer in animals. This PFOA is the particular chemical, which is a type of PFC. So PFOA is the chemical that's used in the Teflon in particular, or the nonstick cookwares. And, there's a lot of health studies that have come up. The EPA Science Advisory Review Board found that it was detected, this PFOA has been detected in 100% of newborns that they examined. Can you imagine?
Gosh.
I mean, and then EWG, the Environmental Working Group, found that the PFCs are associated with smaller birth weight and size in newborn babies, elevated cholesterol, abnormal thyroid hormone levels, liver inflammation, and weaker immune defense system. And that's all topped with another study that came out in the Journal of American Medical Association that found these chemicals were associated with a lower immune response to vaccinations in children. So this is especially dangerous to children, and they can be transferred. These chemicals can be transferred prenatally and postnatally from exposure in the environment. So the professor at Harvard School of Public Health says, hey, these actually can be more toxic than dioxin, which, you know, we consider the most evil of all the chemicals is dioxin. So PFCs are definitely real and dangerous, and we need to be aware.
So we have about 3 minutes left. So there's a couple of questions that come to mind for me is, I know that I've seen on the market some other, you know, types of pans that are claiming to be, you know, PFC free, but are they better necessarily? Because I kind of go into my whole like, well, I'm not so sure this is the better alternative. What are safer?
Well, I was going to give you some tips to avoid them, and that's one of them, is to actually, you know, look for stainless steel and cast iron. Stainless steel and cast iron for cooking, and then glass and earthenware for baking. And there are different brands. If I have time, I can give you a couple suggestions. You know, there's a brand called Extrema, and it's actually a ceramic cookware, and it has zero PFOA, PFCs whatsoever. And then you'll see, like, Cuisinart Green Gourmet. They have a nonstick that is free of PFOA and PFCs, but like you said, what is the chemical? What are they using there instead? So yes, they're saying they're free of that. So, you know, I think it's best to stick with stainless steel. There's all clad, or you could go with Calphalon, or you could try cast iron, which is Lodge makes a great brand. La Crusade makes a great brand, and that actually has an enamel surface for better heat distribution. So kind of use your common sense and your intuition on what seems like it would be better. I mean, I think it's going back to, like, the natural materials. And, you know, and that goes with also avoiding stain-resistant coatings on your carpeting, on any furniture in your home, stain and water resistance, and even your personal ingredients. You want to look for PFTE or fluoro or perfluoro in the ingredients on your personal care products, and make sure you avoid those if you find that on the list.
Perfect. So I'm just going to repeat that. It's PFTE, fluoro, or perfluoro on the ingredients, and those are what you want to stay far away from.
On your personal care, yeah. And on all the other ones, it would just be anything that's a stain-resistant, water-resistant, grease-resistant. So Scotchgard, Teflon, Stainmaster, anything like that.
Okay.
Lisa, I have a pan, or Greenix. I think it says it's ceramic. Have you seen those? It's a green pan.
Yes, and I do like the ceramic. I actually think the ceramic is a great.
Okay, good, because I have
a great. Yeah, exactly. Ceramic's great, and, you know, stainless steel, like I said, is probably my favorite, but, you know, we all have our preferences with cooking. And then there's these barbecued grilled mats, too, which are nonstick that people are using now over their grills, and you really want to be careful of those because those have the same chemical, and they're nonstick. So nonstick, anything, you have to be a little wary of.
Yeah, even the mats that, you know, like, I know the cutting boards have it. I mean, everything has it because nobody wants to clean anymore. Everybody's like, we're like, we want convenience, right? We want to start getting
exactly.
To clean, so.
And these chemicals are being phased out by the end of this year. But the problem is people still have these pans and imported cookware. It doesn't apply to. And also the fact that these are already so persistent, the fact that newborns are coming in with them already in their body and 98% of Americans have them, you know, we've got to put a stop. We have to stop waiting for things to get to this point before we ban these chemicals. You know, we have to be aware earlier.
Well said, Lisa. And we are out of time for today. But I also want to say, you know, for those of you who are saying that, oh, I already have it, let me just continue using it. And I know the more you use it and the more they start to chip, they start to leach in too. So definitely something to.
And you can recycle. You can check with Earth 911 to find out if they can be recycled in your area. And so there are things you can do if you already have them.
Great tip, Lisa. Thank you. You can learn more about Lisa at Ron and Lisa, and you can visit them on Facebook at the Healthy Home Dream Team. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Your Radio MD and Naturally Savvy. Ditch those nonstick pans. Thanks for listening, and stay well.